God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may be seated. As we labor want to trust God for the wisdom that is designed to accompany our intercession. There is a possibility that we begin to put the cart before the horse, and in characterizing productivity, the Bible says the labor of the, we read all of them. It means that if we do not labor as, now this is not to cast aspersion on what we have been doing. My assignment is just to bring some perspective, take us back into scriptures so that we can journey accurately. Numbers, time is not an advantage to the foolish. Their labor is destined to produce only one outcome, weariness. It is because there is a stipulated way to get into the city, and their company in large numbers, gifted time, may not be able to, do not know the way to get to the city. The word of God was written so that it can, beyond instruction, bring the one who is deliberate into wisdom. In Jeremiah chapter 1, which is a portion of scripture, that's where I want to share from, and I'll bring another verse of scripture and then bring some bit of perspective so that we can reverse in our labors so that we can go forward. The motion of a catapult. Now there's an echo in this thing, so please take it out. Thank you, sir. I would greatly appreciate that. The motion of a catapult is designed to recede before it projects, and the extent to which you can pull back is directly proportional to the extent to which you can go forward. So speed, we have 40 days, and today is day what? 16. So it's wisdom to be strategic in our labors. In Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 9, I'm going to read from verse 9 and stop in verse 10. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. There is a marked difference between my words and your words, and both of them are captured within the scope of the prophetic. You can deploy your energies that become yours because you work in the consciousness that you operate in the prophetic dimension. You can use that energy to project words. For example, every one of us should be able to prophesy that tomorrow will be better than today. It does not mean that God is putting those words in your mouth. That will not qualify for what Jeremiah experienced. God said to me, "Behold, I have put my words." It means that your prophetic expression will be as an echo. There is an impartation that can switch off a man's will in speaking words that will make his utterances the utterances of God. But beyond that, it is also that Jeremiah will come into a reception. That's what we began to pray from the morning. And I know that we found expression in our prayers this evening. However, it is wisdom to stay with a burden until it is trashed. You have time. Are you with me? If I need to see something from God, the end of that cry is what? A sight. The end of that cry is not prayer. Until I come to the plane where sight is furnished, I cannot stop. It's not a kind of prayer that you pray and walk away. I need to do something with the sight. It means that if I pray and assume and just believe that God has shown me, I will still not have the raw material to do what I need to do. If your call, like Jeremiah, is to speak the words of the Lord, and God says, "I put my word in your mouth," then you must have come into some dimension of knowledge. Are you with me? So that when you open your mouth, what comes out of your mouth is the word of God. So, the prayer that labors for the furnishings of faith is not a one-off prayer. It's a prayer that is sustained till you are furnished with faith. If you don't have faith, you don't have it. If you don't have sight, you don't have it. You can't assume sight. You can assume sight because you need to be able to navigate. So God said to Jeremiah, "I have put my words in your mouth." And you cannot, in using that verse of scripture to pray, assume that, "Oh Lord, that you put your word in the mouth of Jeremiah, I have received your word in my mouth." No, there must be a communication that says, "Have my words." That's one. Verse 10. I'm trying to make us understand that there are portions of scripture that we may have been gifted by the Spirit, but if we do not allow the Holy Spirit to flesh them out, we will run over them and will not be able to maximize them. Every verse of scripture is a gift. That's the design. Verse 10. Because God had put his word in the mouth of this prophet, that word was supposed to express with a weight of authority. So God said to him, "See, I have this day set you over nations and kingdoms." It means that this prophetic expression that Jeremiah was about to carry out was going to be a byproduct of an official posture that he assumed because God set him so. If I played draft before, you know that in draft you set your chips. In chess, you also set your chips. What God was saying to him is that you are strategically positioned in that place. A man must labor into that communication, or there will be feedbacks for every prayer you pray. Why I walked in is because I saw that we were walking into a path where we will collide with a feedback. The enemy of the prayer of the church when it comes to wickedness in this nation is the church. I'll show you. And if you don't know how to, if you don't know what to present, you must be a legal luminary to be able to undo wickedness, undo the strength of wicked men. Because there is a covering for wickedness in this nation, and it's the church. And it's the scriptures. "See, this day I have set thee over nations and over kingdoms." Now, your assignment is simple. If you have been set, you have been given authority. So, rooting out is no longer hard. pulling down is not hard, destroying is not hard, throwing down is not hard, then you are going to plant and build. However, you cannot pull down, you cannot presume that you have pulled down if you have not pulled down. If we are going to be intentional about planting, then we have to be intentional about pulling down, about throwing down, about destroying and uprooting. As a matter of fact, the labors in canceling out are four. The labor in planting is two. It means to the man who is engaging, you will need to carefully, it's a possibility that you arrive one day and what you are looking for is what you will root out. So we must know what has been planted. Are you with me? You will need sight to know what has been planted. Our nation is a nation of many structures. Now we will need discernment to know what God has planted and what He has not planted. So that you are not attempting to undo God, thinking that you are undoing the enemy. Are you with me? So we need to root out some things and consciously. So if it is your lot to lead prayer maybe tomorrow morning, please spend your night in prayers. I said something to my wife. I said that time has come when everybody who will lead prayers for the rest of these days must prepare to lead prayer. You will sit down with God and you will labor on. Now we have four seeds. Abi, you must labor to know what is existing, what is expressing that God did not plant. You must know exactly what needs to be rooted out, what needs to be pulled down, what needs to be destroyed, what needs to be thrown down. Until then, our seeds don't have relevance. We can't plant them, and we cannot come and be God's there and say, Lord, we built in Nigeria. No, we need to know what to build. Now we have come into the pool of the prophetic intercessor. So you must labor for revelation. If not, we will waste time in our prayers. We have been thrown into it. Are you getting my point? Very key. Very key. I made a statement that some people are wondering, how can the church be the power behind most of the evil that is happening? Psalms chapter 82. Then we'll come back here to pray. Give me Psalms chapter 82. I'm going to read the first three verses and then we'll come back here. The Bible says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Now these gods are supposed to be men who have ascended into God or who sustain a particular relationship with God, like God said Jeremiah. These gods are not Shango. They are human beings who have been set in positions of authority so that this natural world can come under their decrees, pay obeisance to them. That's the word. That's who the gods are. They are not angels. I know that some commentators claim that they are fallen angels, but these ones are angels. These ones are ascended men. Are you with me? If you read on, you will find out that God, in closing this portion, was making reference to the fall of the angels. He says, you shall die like mere men, and you shall fall like one of the princes. The princes are those angels that fell. They were top line angels. That means you will lose your place, like they lost their own. So it means he was speaking to men. Let's go on. This is God's indictment, and the Church of Christ in Nigeria must stand accused and plead for mercy here. He says, how long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? The question is, what does it mean to accept the person of the wicked? Anybody? When you hear that this person has accepted the person of the wicked, what does it mean? Okay. Anybody? Because we need this verse of scripture if we want to win in Nigeria right now. We need to know this indictment and we need to raise this indictment. What does it mean to accept the person of the wicked? There's a possibility that one of your classmates becomes a thief. And I'm sure you have a thief in your class. It may not have manifested towards you, but there will be a thief in your class. Let's assume that the person steals. And then you decide, and they are looking for him. And then you open your doors when they are chasing him, and you bring him into your house, and quickly close them. What you have done is to use your facility to shield him from judgment. That is tantamount to accepting the person of a thief. You know why judgment has not come to many wicked men in this nation? It's because men, ranking men, anointed men, have covered them. So our prayers are bouncing. Because you don't have the rank that those men have. They are men who by sacrifice have come into covenants, and they can acquit a man that is still standing trial in the court, and that man, the court will acquit him. It does not change his status as a wicked man. It does not mean that he will not be wicked tomorrow, but the anointing has covered too many wicked men. That's the indictment. How long will you judge unjustly? There are many things I would have wanted to share, but because we are streaming, I cannot share. But I'll give you one. I was in the city of Ibadan when our late governor, not the one that died last, the two-term late governor, who showed everybody, won the elections. And you know, he doesn't talk well. He insults everybody. He calls the living the dead. He abuses people's father. He operated like a god of some sort. I was surprised that he could die. So, after the victory celebrations, I was trying to get a few COOs for the company where I worked in the secretariat. And he said, some people went and concocted charms. He was speaking Yoruba. To unseat me. And he laughed. He said, I even heard that some people went to pastors to pray for them. To unseat me. He said, do you know the people that pray for me? So his boast was not in charms. His boast was that there were anointings that kept him on that seat. The anointings could not change his wickedness. I know the names, but I don't want to break your heart. The names find expression within our state. For whatever reason, they anointed him. And their utterances kept him on that seat, even though he was not paying salaries and was wicked to pensioners and everybody. I'm not sure if he was advised to change. But he was promised that nothing was unseating. And nothing could. We heard in the stories that many years ago, there was a dealing between God's servant, the Archbishop Benson Idahosa, and a certain young soldier. And this young soldier acted favorably towards the Archbishop, and the Archbishop looked at him and said, I won't give you anything, but no one born of a woman will be able to kill you. That's the power of the anointing. This young soldier became a president in our nation, showed up in the person of the late General Sonny Abacha, and it was impossible to take that man out because a prince in the kingdom, in the day that that young soldier showed up as good, was kept alive. Only God could kill him. So the night before he died, it was said that some certain Nigerians ran to the nation of Ghana and went to report to the son of the one who gave him that kind of place, the Archbishop Duncan Williams. And that 8 of them joined their hands together, and Duncan Williams sent an arrow of death He didn't wake up the following morning. He was ranking. I'm not saying he was superior to Archbishop, but he was ranking by inheritance that undid the blessing on his life. When you see wicked men boast in our nation, it's because they have submitted to the best of men. And so we need a platform to undo those. What we need to undo to win is the covering. So when the Bible begins to speak of pulling out, throwing down, destroying, and rooting out, it's a discussion of spiritual structures that have been put in place that make certain things permanent. Once there is a structure, if you want to be drinking water all the time, one of the things you need to do is to dig a well. If the well is not cursed, it will always bring out water. So that structure guarantees the longevity of your reality. In Nigeria, if you want to have unbreaking power supply, you may need to install an inverter or get a generating system, maybe a Meccano, that can run for many hours. That's the only guarantee you have. Once the structure is there and it is not bedeviled by anything mechanical, you will have it. There are graces in this nation that the average believer cannot undo, because God honors those graces. And it's a warning. As you begin to mature in God, be careful, because we can perpetuate evil when righteous graces bless evil. You know why Israel is in trouble now? Because the boy Ishmael was designed to start to thirst unto death. As while he was young, he was already taunting the boy who carried the promise. But Abraham went before God and said, "Oh God, let Ishmael live before you." And then God looked at Ishmael and prophesied that he was going to be 9 princes. He was going to be a wild man. And so you see wild princes surround the anointed. He is blessed, but he's not free of trouble. The Lord said to me a few weeks ago, he said, when you see a man that I'm angry with, don't bless him. If he's hungry, don't feed him. When you see somebody that I want to die, don't support him. If you see his ministry dying, don't be part of it, lest you be part of his sins. Don't bless what I am killing. That's what God said to me. So how do we undo these kind of things? That's the problem. If every wicked man in this nation loses their covers, instantly, many will fall and people will learn wisdom. It's in this wise that God invites the church to present her strong graces. You must find in scriptures the things that God cannot resist. One of the things that sounds loud in the courts of heaven was a technology that was pioneered in Genesis chapter 4. So let's go to Genesis chapter 4. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to help those who will pray tomorrow. So keep all my scriptures. Sorry. I want to find the exact verse that I need. Okay. Genesis chapter 4. And Adam and Eve from verse 1, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. If you want to title it, you can title it, Undoing the Covering of the Wicked. And Adam knew his wife, Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel, that is what qualified his offering, unto his offering, not because Cain brought something bad, but unto Cain and to his offering, unto Cain and in addition to his offering. So when God does not receive your person, he cannot receive your offering. Now there are many churches who have received offerings that God is not receiving. People have bought church buses, built churches, bought mechanical generators using gifts from people that God has not accepted. I was with Reverend Shino this morning, and they are building, that's higher ground, we are also building, and we're sharing how that the mercy of God is what provides for us to build, because like me, he vocalized it this morning that he had sworn to God that there will be no ungodly one night in that building. And so we need to be patient, we need to wait, and I know that it could be discouraging. When people feel, should have finished things. No, because you have to do it the right way. Canaan is off. The Bible said that God had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto him, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall his desire be, and thou shalt rule over him. Means you can still dominate your temptation. And the Lord said so. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up and against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? So it was first an in-house discussion until Cain carried out the activity in verse 8. And verse 9 changes the setting of the discussion. It leaves the room. It becomes a court session instantly. Now the Lord said unto Cain, so this is what we call cross-examination. Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? So he became guilty instantly of contempt of court. You are supposed to be able to answer well if you know where you are. So, and he said, that is God, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. This is the entrance of another structure. A structure that is always potent in taking away the covering of the wicked, no matter the ranking that put the covering over that person. Every time innocent blood touches the earth. So what happened on the 20th of October 2020 in Lekki has the potential to undo covering. But the one who is praying must know that it's a tool. The blood of the innocent wasted in Kaduna, wasted in Benue, wasted in Katsina, wasted in Owo, can rise before God. Because the blood is already speaking. It now needs direction. That, Lord, because of the innocent blood that has been shed, take away the covers of the wicked. If God answers that prayer, in 1 or 2 days, people will fall. That's an activity that will help to throw down and to destroy. Are you with me? Okay. The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. It means the ground is a trafficking system. It sends the voice of blood to heaven. And now, so Cain was no longer given permission to answer questions. And now, art thou, read, let's read together, cursed from the earth, which had opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood. It means that if there were gaps in governance, if there were actual sacrifices, like the prophet was saying this morning, that were licensed to be committed in our nation, sacrifices that led to bloodshed, the grounds that drank the blood cannot accommodate the men. That's a simple judgment. If you kill to enter into places, then it means that you can no longer walk that place. I have 4 minutes. I don't want to pray bouncing prayers. We don't have statute. But certain acts have been committed that can undo the coverings of the wicked. That even from tonight, their confidence will be lost. Yes. Our prayer is that many of them will repent. Some will relocate, abandon their ambitions, and go away because the judge has come to Nigeria. The murders on October 20, 2020 were covered. Till now, we don't know the faces of the shooters. Not one face. And it was not just murder in Lagos, it was murder all over the nation of Nigeria. We don't know the faces. Not one person has been dismissed. The murders in Katsina, the murders in Kaduna, the murders in Benue were carried out by human beings who are still walking. We want to ask the Lord, let that which covers the wicked be taken away. We raise up a cry as a church. We join our cry with the cry of the blood of the innocent that has been shed in the nation of Nigeria over the last 11 years. Boko Haram has lasted that long. All kinds of killer groups have emerged and have made Nigeria a home. Let everyone that is guilty, everyone that worked as a gate opener, who is currently being covered by graces right now, be uncovered. Let this season be a season where we come into all kinds of knowledge and judgment is established in Nigeria. The Bible says that when the judgments of God are in the earth, the children of men will learn righteousness. A structure has covered. Another one tonight uncovers. Let the wicked in our nation become naked. Let the canopies under which they have hidden, yes, be taken away. We take sides with God tonight and we raise an indictment against their coverings. How long without judge unjustly? How long will you receive the persons of the wicked? Onami Hesufi Hakatata. Leparusa Kivra Hakina Teshka. Burakushta Kada Dome Sekonatia. Basketabila Tokena Tias. As the church, we take our place in repentance. And we ask that this man be shared. Let their wickedness be made known. Yakonda graske kabrakino tetaya. Oh, we speak to you, O land. We speak to you, O land, that in this day you will not align with the wicked. Like the ground that received the blood of Abel all over the nation of Nigeria, let the land begin to release the sounds unto heaven. Inamimate kusakaria brato koneto eswaka bataka miponeata sando kade paraskiti bakaya aiko paruna kados askataki mo perakunate kaya. Ave na kibe saponde elamikamo 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 ikarano kante katolia askababa kemimo kevilikade. No more will this land drink blood and not respond.
Ezona saiti Maikoria Tabo Satanas Sibande Karata Bahande. Our land lies waste because it has drunk innocent blood. Now the land of Nigeria is liberated because it aligns with judgment. Oh, so high tatai, Aranian tatatosaya, Efilandelia tosita, our land is cursed because it has cooperated with the wicked, like the mountains of Gilboa. Tonight our land is free. It aligns with its original ordination. The land was designed to report blood. Every time it drinks innocent blood, it sends a request unto God. And we come tonight decreeing that our land all over Nigeria is no longer culpable. No more. No more. No more. No more. The land is free to be productive because it aligns with its ordination. Heaven hears of the murders in Benue. Heaven hears of the murders in Lagos. Heaven hears of the murders in Kaduna, in Katsina, in Kano, in Sokoto. It hears of the murders in Abakayasa, in Asaba. It hears of the murders, Shikalade Komeata, in Imo, in Anambra. Earth, tonight align with quick judgment, that the wicked no longer be hidden that walk upon you. So how go again the mosque? Beribo capros febidi hata, kula sanda ki temi fanati kuta ki sakada barakano ke fikitada estompa bi cabra tideska tideska tides. Tides kayate kosoto akata kati agatai, that no longer will men kill for free in this nation. No longer will men kill for free in this nation. No longer will the earth drink innocent blood without consequence. We come as magistrates, the sons of the Most High, to give instruction to you all land and Nigeria. Align with your ordination. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. When we come tomorrow, I will push this prayer a lot more. Tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening. The land has ears. Because it has ears, it means it carries a potential for alignment. Cursed be the land that drank your brother Abel's blood for your sake. Mohakagrula hiki masavi kabaradas. How can the land in Lekki be quiet? It's culpable. How can it be quiet? How can those who sanction that waste, how can they walk free? How can they speak like gods in our nation? Arise. Judge. Oh God, judge, judge, judge. Judge. Let their speakings be silenced. How can our future, our youth be kept out of classes for 5 months and this nation goes on normal? Arise, oh God, and judge. Oh, send us help from Zion. Send us help from Zion. Let this reign of lawlessness come to an end. Let this reign of wickedness come to an end. Let the wicked be caught in their wickedness. That is what is in your word. Make good your word. Make good your word over the nation of Nigeria. The Bible says that the wicked runneth when there is no one that chases him. Why do they walk free? Rise. Arise. Arise. Holy One. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, Holy One, if you know how to keep her, and let your name be praised. One more time. Arise, 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 Holy One. Let your enemies be scattered, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, 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 Holy One, oh, and let your name be praised.
So, church, but we keep laboring in scriptures to see how the wicked caught up with judgment. That's how to throw down, to pull down, to destroy, and to root out. And then by the mercies of God, as we begin to come into the utterances of the Spirit, and that which is written in the Word, the visions of the Spirit, we begin to plant. Every true farmer first does a land clearing. Our nation still looks like a jungle, because those who will tamper with our planting are still in government. They are still in place. But God will come. God will come. Some of us have had visions of judgment, and heat will begin. While the church is aligning with the possibilities of change in government in 2023, I choose my words carefully. There are still people in the church who are anointing wicked men, even now. Who are anointing wicked men. Some of these men who have no good plans for our nation, and I'm apolitical. It means I'm not a party carrying member. I cannot be bought. The shape of a priest is to represent the will of God. I know that the will of God for this nation is sacrosanct, is unchanging. God wants to bring Nigeria into glory days, but there are men who want to keep us in darkness. There are men who by their mouths have exposed the wickedness they want to sustain. But they are still saints who are anointing them, whose God is their belly. There's a lot of reliable information I have, because when I read things in the news, by mercy God has gifted some little bit of influence so that who I can talk to confirm if those events happened. And I've gotten a few confirmations. And some people have started going from big pastor to big pastor, trying to beg their way into a blessing. God will rise, and He will judge. And anyone who receives the person of the wicked, we go with the wicked. It's a new day in our nation. It's a new day. When we come tomorrow, we'll continue to labor in these prayers. We are getting into the deep waters now. But no weapon that is fashioned against any one of you shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up against you in judgment is condemned. We come by the superior blood of Jesus Christ. And by His blood I decree every one of you, the people that refer to you, and the things that are yours in this season are preserved. Your night is blessed. And we consecrate your dreams, that they become channels for only the Spirit of God. If there is anyone plagued in this building, listening online right now, in the name of Jesus and by the power in the blood, I decree the plague is broken. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And surely,
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.